Thank you, Andrew, and I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we gather this morning, the Noongar people, and pay my respects to the elders and their people. I would also like to recognise my parliamentary colleagues, the Honourable Barbara Scott, the Honourable Shelley Archer, the Honourable Alana McTiernan, the Honourable Tom Stevens, distinguished guests, and ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to begin by congratulating CEDA for presenting this forum on the economic sense of investing in early childhood education. With the COAG agenda on early childhood development and learning in place, it is timely for this important discussion to be taking place here in Western Australia. I'm particularly delighted to be asked to open the forum with the Premier's announcement in January for the first time in Western Australia's history, there is explicit recognition and responsibility at ministerial level for early childhood development and from birth. It is testament to the importance this government places on early childhood development and learning and on providing children and their families the best possible opportunities. Many of us here today who have worked in the field of early childhood development and learning are aware that research and practice have informed us for a long time about the importance of the early years for later development and success. National and international trends point towards earlier and more integrated support for young children and their parents. OECD research shows that children participating in integrated, comprehensive early childhood programs are more successful in later schooling, are more competent socially and emotionally, and have a solid foundation for good health. Other research from the United Kingdom estimated that for every pound spent providing support for development during a child's first years, save £7, which would be required to fix problems during the same child's teens. It follows then that investing in children's early years delivers significant benefits to individual children, their families and the community, and consequently to the economy and society as a whole. Unfortunately, in the past, Australia's investment in early learning across the spectrum of education and care has been low by international standards. In fact, it is one-fifth the OECD average, placing us near the bottom of the ladder among developed nations. I'm pleased to be able to say that all jurisdictions have committed to improving the quality of early childhood education and care through COAG's Early Childhood Education National Partnership. The intent of the COAG National Partnership is to provide earlier and more effective, integrated and professional support for children and their families. The reform agenda acknowledges the importance of the early years of learning from birth to 8 years of age. A strong emphasis has been placed on the imperative to improve learning outcomes for Indigenous children and other socially and economically disadvantaged children. The Early Childhood Reform Agenda not only acknowledges the importance of learning in the early years, but commits significant additional effort and funding to that end. There are a number of major areas of investment and reform which I would like to mention briefly. First, a National Early Childhood Development Strategy will guide the actions of governments to achieve optimal child development during the first 8 years of life. In addition, a framework of national quality standards for early childhood education and care will give parents robust information about the quality of learning and care provided for their children. An early years learning framework will outline the desired outcomes for children in early childhood education and care settings, again, from birth until they are 8 years of age. And a national partnership for Indigenous early childhood development is being progressed to close the gap for Aboriginal children in relation to education and health, as well as care and other social outcomes. Initially, there will be 5 integrated children and family centres established in key areas across Western Australia with high Indigenous populations, 4 in regional and remote locations, and 1 in the metropolitan area. As well, early learning and care centres are to be established on school sites with Commonwealth funding. In the first funding round, 4 of these will be established in Karratha, South Hedland, Mirrabooka and Darche, and I'm sure the Honourable Tom Stevens will be happy about that. A key objective of the National Partnership is that by 2013, all children will have universal access to affordable, quality early childhood education for 15 hours per week in the year before they commence full-time schooling. It will be delivered by 4-year university-trained early childhood teachers for 40 weeks of the year. Public schools in Western Australia already guarantee access to 11 hours a week of kindergarten to children regardless of their location or economic circumstances. Indigenous and disadvantaged children will be afforded priority attention in the first 2 years implementation of the extra 4 hours. While some other jurisdictions provide up to 11 hours of preschooling, no other state provides universal access. So at least on that point, WA is ahead of others. Western Australia is therefore well positioned in relation to this part of the COAG agenda. It is also of note that wherever possible, access to kindergarten in WA is provided to 3-year-old Aboriginal children with some special programs in regional centres for these children. In fact, there are 26 kindergartens providing access to 3-year-old Aboriginal children, thus providing these children with kindergarten programs for 2 years before they commence full-time schooling. On another note, we are now seeing policy catching up with practice. It is noteworthy that programs engaging parents and children during the pre-kindergarten year are being offered in many primary schools, particularly in non-metropolitan areas. These programs vary in their content and some are more structured than others. What is important is that while such programs are not mandated, need has been determined and programs have been developed to support the unique needs of each particular community. By including actions across education, health, early childhood development and care, the reform agenda cuts across what has traditionally been seen as separate education and care service areas. The new aim is to provide a more integrated and coordinated approach to early childhood development and learning. The clear intent of the national partnership is to improve learning outcomes for young children within a broad framework that reflects needs of children and their families. Achievement of these outcomes requires strategic collaboration, shared definitions, and integration of services and approaches across agencies. Victoria and South Australia are recognised nationally as leaders in the provision of integrated, wraparound early childhood education, care, and health-related services for children and parents. Each of those states has chosen to place responsibility for early childhood development within their respective education departments. The National Partnership on Early Childhood is a huge investment across Australia, and I believe that here in WA we are well placed to advance the COAG agenda. An Office of Early Childhood Development and Learning has recently been established in the Department of Education and Training. This will make sure we plan and implement high-quality early childhood services for all children, their families and their communities. A senior position has been established on the executive of the Department of Education and Training, reporting directly to the Director General. David Ansell, who I believe is here with us today, has been appointed to act in this position for the time being. To facilitate cross-government approach, I will be working closely with relevant ministers and senior officers in their departments. This effort will be a truly multidisciplinary one, drawing on the wealth of expertise and experience we have in the relevant government departments of education, health, communities, child protection and Indigenous affairs, and also in the non-government sector. At all times, it is children and their families who will be our first and only priority. Thank you.